Thank you for the entertainment. Okay, we've all settled down. I'm so glad that you're all here this morning.
让我们现在大家都已经坐定了，然后谢谢大家今天来参加我们。
The month of October is Pastor's Appreciation Month.
10月是牧师的感恩月。
I want to thank you for all your kind words.
我要谢谢大家对我所说的鼓励的话。
But I want to especially thank you for the chocolate that I received.
尤其要谢谢大家给我的巧克力。
And the cake that I received.
也要谢谢大家给我的蛋糕。
And one of the ladies asked me what would I like, and I said I would like some pork fried rice.
然后有一个女士问我我到底喜欢什么，然后我说我喜欢猪肉炒饭。
That too was delicious.
然后那个也很好吃。
And then I also received some gift cards.
我也收到了一些礼品卡。
And I was thinking, Joyce, what do you think would be a good idea if we had Pastor's Appreciation Month in November as well?
Well, I don't think so. 然后 Pastor 问他说，那我们十一月份也有一个牧师感恩月，好不好？然后我说不好。
Leave it to the ladies to turn you down every time.
然后女人总是每次都拒绝你。
Well, this morning we're going to be talking about God's idea for church.
今天早上我们要来讲神对于教会的心意。
And I want all of us to be a part of God blessing our church with all the right ingredients.
我希望大家都可以做合一的组分，然后成为教会的祝福。
The description of the events of the day of Pentecost ended with a spectacular statement that 3,000 people were added to their number. The result of the first evangelistic message may be called the error of the Spirit.
在五旬节那个讲道之后呢，有3000多人归主，这是一个非常辉煌的一件事情。然后这也是标志着圣灵时代的开始。
The verses we read from the Bible describe the community life of the first young church.
这些经文呢，说的是年轻教会的集体生活。
And I read it from the Bible, but what did you read? Do you read from your computer? The what? I'm a little suspicious of people who read from there, you know.
牧师他说他是从圣经上读的，然后他问 Bill Ho 他是从哪里读的。
So often we wonder what should be the vision of our church? What should be the purpose and practices of our church?
所以我要问，我们的意向是什么？我们教会的目的是什么？
We must go right back to the Bible and find out what God wants us to do. Amen.
我们必须要回到圣经，看到神到底要我们做什么。
God has a plan for this church to transform first of all, us, and then our city, and our society, and the entire world.
神想让我们通过教会，先是来改变我们自己，接着是整个城市，然后整个社会，以至于整个世界。
It's been done before when the church first began.
这在教会刚刚成立的时候已经发生过了。
The church completely changed Jerusalem. It began to change neighboring neighborhoods, and then it changed the known world at that time.
然后这个教会呢，改变了耶路撒冷，开始改变周遭的地区，甚至改变了当时所知的世界。And
the first few weeks and months, there were over 8,000 conversions.
在短短的几个星期，以至几个月的时间里面，有8000多人信主。Now
these were males that were recorded in the Bible, and there could have very well been 10 to 15, maybe even 20,000 people converted in Jerusalem.
这只是所记载的男人，然后可能总共约有1万到15000的人在整个耶路撒冷地区。
First of all, we're going to look at the church's procedure, a commitment to Christ and His church.
首先我们来看一下教会的进程，就是对于基督的教会的尾声。
Verse 41 says, those who accepted his message were baptized, about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
41节写着，于是领受他的话的人就受了洗，那一天门徒约添了3,000人。
So let's look at the procedure. How do we grow our church?
所以我们来看一下进程，我们到底是怎么样来增长我们的教会呢？
First of all, those who accepted his message are those who were converted, those who were saved. First of all, we have to reach people with the gospel.
那些悔改的人是得救的人，所以我们先要传福音。
In the afternoon, today at 1:30, we'll be continuing our study on a book called The Nine Marks of a Healthy Church.
今天下午呢，就1:30，我们要继续我们学习健康教会九标志这本书。
I chose this book because I feel we need as a church to be on the same page when it comes to important matters relating to our church.
我选择这本书是因为我觉得在有关圣经、关于教会教导上面，我们作为一个教会必须要步调一致。
We've been enjoying our study, and let me just go over the nine different marks that make up a healthy church.
我们学习的时候有很好的时光所以我现在先来跟大家分享一下这本书里有什么。
The first is expositional preaching.
第一个是解经讲道。
The second is biblical theology.
第二个是圣经神学。
That speaks of the fact that we have to, when we preach and teach, we have to give a biblical impression of who God is.
这是说我们当我们在传讲福音的时候呢，我们必须要讲出圣经的原意来。
Number three, we have to all understand exactly what the gospel is.
第三，我们都需要知道什么才是福音。
And today we're going to be looking at the biblical understanding of conversion.
今天呢，我们就要来看圣经上所说的悔改到底是什么意思。
Chapter 5 is the biblical understanding of evangelism.
第五章是根据圣经来理解传福音。
Mark number 6 is the biblical understanding of church membership.
第六个是根据圣经来理解教会的会员制度。
Number 7 is the biblical understanding of church discipline.
第七是遵循圣经的教会纪律。
Number 8 is a concern for discipleship and growth.
第八是关注门徒职分与成长。
And number 9 is biblical church leadership.
第九是根据圣经来理解教会领袖。
And I just wanted to, I've been very excited about this material on conversion. I want to read you just a little bit of the book.
我非常喜欢关于悔改的这一段所以我要读一些读这本书上一些东西给大家听。
What is conversion? What's involved in conversion?
什么是悔改呢？什么悔改包括着什么呢？
It's more than just mental acceptance.
悔改归正，不只是头脑的接受。
It's not like some grand New Year's resolution that you might make.
这不仅仅是你要做的一个宏伟的新年计划。
The Bible says that the great change that we need involves much more.
圣经上所说的改变包括了更多的内容。
It involves a turning from our sins and a turning to God.
包括从最终回转向神，包括从最终悔改跟随神。
It involves repenting of our sins and following God.
包括从最终悔改跟随神。
conversion involves both the change of heart toward God, that is repentance.
悔改归正包括我们的心转向神，这就是悔改。
And the belief and trust in Christ and His Word, that is faith.
也包括相信信靠基督这就是信心。
And at the end of the chapter, I put the word wow here. That means it's really good.
在那个这一章的最后呢我放了一个 wow, 然后这说明我觉得这个真的很好。
Reflecting on this concept of conversion as a Christian, I have to agree that our present life is really one of great flux and change.
作为一个基督徒反思这一点我不得不同意我们现在的生活确实正经历着巨大的变化和改变。
As Tozer, who was a preacher, expressed it, human nature as we know it is in a formidable state. It's being changed into the image of the thing it loves.
正如桃树这样表述，照着我们所知道的，人性是可塑造的，它正被改变成我们所爱的事物的形象。
Did you get that? The things that we really love, we're being changed into that.
你们理解吗？我们所爱的，我们将要变成我们所爱的形象。
Did any of you ever have the old Polaroid land cameras where you take a picture and you could watch it develop before your very eyes?
你们有没有看过那种照片，然后一拍，然后马上可以成像的？
How many had one of those cameras?
你们有谁有这种照相机吗？
All us young people had those cameras. Yes, very good.
很多年轻的人都有，不错。
And you would take a picture and you could see that picture develop before your very eyes.
你可以照一张相，然后看那个相片在你的眼前，被展示出来。
And it says here, your life, you see, is like one of those old Polaroid snapshots.
他说，你看到你的生命就像拍立得快照。
It is slowly but surely developing into a picture of the God you worship.
它正缓慢但肯定地发展成你所敬拜的神的整幅画面。
Before your very eyes, you see in yourself the image of your God.
在你的眼前，你在自己身上看见。
The picture of the person or thing you worship coming into focus as its character is replicated in your life.
所敬拜的事物的形象正在成为焦点，并且在你的生命中复制其特征。
Some of us have heard this call, this desperate need that we have for a change, for what the Bible calls conversion.
我们当中的一些人已经听到了这个呼召。
By God's grace, some of us have experienced that.
听到我们迫切需要改变的呼召。
If you haven't, you need to turn from your sin and turn to God.
靠着神的恩典，我们有些人已经经历了这改变。如果你还没有，你需要从最终转向神。
The change as you need to change may seem beyond you.
要做这些改变，即使这改变超越你的能力范围。
But the good news, it's not beyond God.
但是好消息是，这改变不会超越神的能力范围。
You need to only heed the words of Jesus, repent.And believe the good news.
你只需要留心耶稣的话，你们当悔改，信福音。
I believe we have a God who can change people's lives.
我相信我们有一位神，他能够改变人的生命。
I believe we have a God who has. I know He's made a difference in my life.
我知道，我相信神改变了我。
And if I didn't believe that, I wouldn't be standing before you here today.
如果我不相信的话，我今天就不会站在你们面前。
I have family members I'm praying for right now, and I pray that God will work in their heart and lives and change them for His glory.
我有家人，我正在为他们祷告。我希望神真的可以改变他们的生活。
See, that's what happened in the first church. People came and they were converted. Their lives were turned unto God.
这就是发生在这个教会的事情。然后神把人的生命彻底的改变了。
Then, according to verse 41, they were baptized.
根据第四十一节，他们受洗了。
November 20th, in a couple of weeks, we're going to have a baptismal service here.
在十一月二十号，我们就在几周后，我们将有一个洗礼的仪式。
And from what I can understand, we're going to have at this point five people who are going to be baptized. Yeah, we got one in the English congregation. We have a little guy. Yeah.
我知道我们好像有五个人要受洗，我们在英语堂也有一个小孩要受洗。
Brother Paul said, four big ones, we got one little one, okay?
我们有四个大人，然后一个小孩。
And then, also there was companionship. They were added to the church that day.
也有同伴，他们在那天归入教会。
It's very important that we have one another to support and to encourage each other in this world in which we live.
很重要的一点就是我们在这个世界上生活的时候需要有彼此的支持。
And the book of Acts tells us the result of this kind of great church.
使徒行传也告诉我们这个伟大的教会它所带来的结果。
In Acts 2:41 it says 3,000 people were converted that day.
在使徒行传二章四十一节说到三千人悔改归主。
In Acts 2:47 it says each day the Lord added to their group those who were being saved.
在使徒行传二章四十七节主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Acts 4 says 5,000 were converted that day.
使徒行传第四章说五千人那天悔改信主。
Acts 6:1 says the believers rapidly multiplied.
使徒行传六章第一节说到门徒增多。
And Acts 6:7 says the number of believers greatly increased.
第六章第七节说到门徒数量增加了甚多。
You see, when the church is functioning the way God intends it for it to function, growth becomes contagious.
大家可以看到，如果教会按神的心意去运作的话，成长很快就可以蔓延开来。
So you might ask me, Pastor, how can we do this?
所以你可能就要问我说，牧师啊，我们怎样才能做到这一点呢？
How can we make our group of believers, this church, a church that changes and transforms people in our lives and in our community?
我们怎样才能使我们的教会成为这样一个教会，能够改变我们周遭人的生命，改变我们周遭的社区呢？
As we will see, there's five ingredients to having that kind of a church.
我们看到这样的教会需要有五种元素。
The church's preparation, number two.
教会的预备，这是第二点。
The first ingredient is the teaching of God's words.
第一个要素就是教导神的话。
And again, verse 42 says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
第四十二节写到，他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
My creative assistant, Jasmine Joyce, is going to put a nice salad together and put all the ingredients to make a great salad.
然后我被称为非常有创意的一个一个助手，我叫 Jasmine Joyce， 然后我要做一个 salad。
So the first ingredient is, of course, our lettuce. Could you put the lettuce in here, please?
第一个就是生菜。
You can get this at Kroger's. It's very good.
大家可以在 Kroger 拿到。
You can have some of this later.
大家可以过后享用这些。
What was the teaching of the apostles?
使徒的教训是什么呢？
The apostles' teachings would have been particularly important in the early church because of their special relationship to Jesus Christ and His promise to them that the Holy Spirit would guide them into all truth.
使徒教训对于这个早期教会来说是至关重要的，因为他们与耶稣基督有着非常亲密的关系，也因为耶稣基督对他们说，圣灵会带领他们去一切的真理。
You see, with time, the church developed a comprehensive body of teaching.
渐渐的，教会就发展出一套非常完整的体系。
So Paul in Acts chapter 20, verse 27, told the elders that he had given them the whole will and purpose of God.
所以保罗在使徒行传二十章二十七节对以弗所教会的长老们说，他已经把神的真道完全的给了他们。
At the end of his life, Paul urged Timothy, "What you heard from me, keep as a pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you." 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 13 and 14.
在保罗他快要死的时候，他劝勉提摩太说，你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣的信心和爱心常常守着从前交托你的善道，你要牢牢的守着。提摩太后书一章十三到十四节。
Now there was an immediate regular flow through care of the first converts in the first church.
第一代的信徒在这个教会当中呢，他们受到了非常及时的跟进和关怀。
You see, they devoted themselves to these five activities.
他们把自己完全的投入在这五个活动当中。
And this word devoted is the same word that's used in chapter 1 and verse 14, where it says that they devoted or they constantly were in prayer.
这个词呢，跟一章十四节当中的恒切祷告这个恒切是一样的。
I read a great book called When God Builds a Church by Bob Russell.
我读过一本 Bob Russell 写的《当神建立教会》这本书。
He's the pastor of Southeast Church in Louisville, Kentucky.
他是肯塔基州 Louisville 是东南教会的牧师。
He tells us about a staff meeting where he called everybody to prepare to move into this new church building.
他在快要搬到一个新堂的之前呢，组织了一个特别的同工会。
And he asked his staff meeting, staff members and the teachers to meet him in the new building.
他让同工以及教师们在金楼前跟他见面。
And everybody who showed up, he gave them hard hats and magic markers, and he gave them Bibles.
然后每个人都到齐的时候呢，他就分发了安全帽，还有记号笔以及圣经。
And he instructed them to go to every place in the building where you're going to minister. And where you minister, I want you to put a Bible verse that depicts what you're doing.
他让大家到自己将要服侍的房间里面去，然后在这个房间的地上写上圣经的经节。
At that time, they had concrete floors and the carpet wasn't put down yet.
那个时候还是水泥地，还没有铺上地毯。
And Pastor Russell said, someday soon the scriptures will be covered with carpet.
Russell 牧师说，很快这些经文将要被地毯覆盖。
But I hope you'll always remember what was written today.
但是我希望你们都可以记住你们今天写的是什么。
What we do today will be a visible reminder of that we always stand on the Word of God.
它将成为我们的一个记号，让我们时刻记住我们总是永远站在神的话上。
So the people really got to it. They put their hard hats on and they went around and they found actually some spray cans of paint so they could get a better, you know, a flowing verse. And so they really got into it and sprayed God's word everywhere.
所以他们真的很投入，然后他们戴上安全帽，甚至有一些人找到了喷漆，所以他们就可以用喷漆在地上很自如地写下圣经的经节。
Those in the children's ministry wrote verses like, Let the little children come unto me, for the kingdom of heaven is such as these.
在儿童事工的当中，童工们写道，让小孩子到我这里来，因为在天国的是这样的人。
In the education wings, the education ministers wrote, study to show yourself a workman approved unto God.
在教育部，成人教育的童工写道，竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦。
In the music room,The minister of music wrote, Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord.
在音乐室，音乐童工写道，凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华。
In the pastor's office, of course, they wrote, Preach the word in and out of season.
然后在牧师的办公室呢，肯定写着，务要传道，无论得时不得时。
And a single lady, went to her classroom, and she wrote on the floor her favorite verse. It's not good for man to be alone.
然后有一个单身女子，然后来到了她的房间，然后在地上写着，那人独居不好。
Soon, all the members of the church began to write verses on the floors, up the stairways and the steps, all the way to the pulpit.
然后所有的教会的成员呢，都开始在地上写经文，包括在楼梯上写，或者是在通往讲台的阶梯上写。
Pastor Russell went on to comment, I believe the greatest reason God has chosen to bless the Southeast Church and thousands of other churches that are serious about the Word of God is because they stand on the absolute truth of God's Word.
然后 Pastor Russell 牧师他就这样评价到，我觉得神之所以祝福东南教会还有很多其他的对神的话非常认真的教会，是因为我们把自己的教会建立在神的话上。
The church that God blesses will be a church that is devoted to learning, to teaching, to preaching, and to sharing the Word of God.
神所祝福的教会是学习、教导、分享以及传扬神的话的教会。
Now the second ingredient is the church's partnership or a commitment to fellowship.
第二个原料呢，就是教会的同伴或者是对于团契的委身。
Verse 42 to 45 says, They devote themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. And everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods, and they gave to everyone as he had need.
第42节到第45节写道，都恒心遵守使徒的教导，彼此交接，拨饼，祈祷。众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事、神迹。信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
Biblical fellowship is so important. We need another ingredient. What does biblical fellowship look like? What do you think?
Onion.
Onion? Yes. Onion? Okay. Very strong onions, by the way. You can put all those in? Oh, okay. No, that's good. That's good. No, that's good. either the Lord's speaking to me, I'm crying, or it's the onions. I don't know which.
然后可能是神对我讲话，然后我看到那个 onion 洋葱就想哭了。
Well, biblical fellowship has the power to really revolutionize lives.
圣经的团契真的是有力量可以来改变人的生命。
When there's real biblical fellowship, the masks come off and conversations get deep.
真的是有这样团契的时候呢，大家会把面具给摘下来，谈话也变得深入。
Hearts become vulnerable and lives are shared. Accountability is invited and tenderness flows.
然后呢，大家可以把心敞开，大家彼此分享生活，也彼此信赖，然后监督，而且温柔相待。
See people really do.Become brothers and sisters in Christ, and they're willing to share their burdens with one another.
人们真的变成了弟兄姐妹，他们也愿意担负别人的重担。
The author of Hebrews challenges us in Hebrews 10:24. He says, "Let us consider how we may spur one another to love and good deeds."
希伯来书的作者在希伯来书十章二十四节在那里挑战我们说，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And when people come to a church, they want to come to a place where people love each other.
当大家来到教会的时候，他们想要来到这样一个地方，就是大家彼此关爱的地方。
Ever walk into a church and you can sense, you can feel the tension there. So there's so much tension you could cut it with a knife.
然后有的时候到一个教会的时候，就觉得好大好大的紧张，然后真的是想要紧张到大家想用刀来把它切一下。
Let's try another one. Did you ever go into a church and you feel like you're an odd, like you're the odd shoe or something? Like you, and all they have is their little group there, and you say, well, I don't fit in here very well at all.
或者大家换一种说法吧。如果有没有大家到一个教会，然后觉得好像大家就有小的团体，然后你就觉得自己在那里很奇怪，然后你就不知道该到哪里去。
When people come and visit our church, if we show them love and we want to include them into our church will grow and be blessed.
如果人来到我们教会的时候，我们希望可以给他们爱，然后让他们可以和我们一起。这样的话，我们教会就可以成长。
Jesus said in John 13:34-35, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you may love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another."
耶稣在约翰福音第十三章第三十四到三十五节写道，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Now the church's purity, a commitment to self-examination.
教会的纯洁，委身于自我省察。
Well, what's our next ingredient?
What would you like?
I get to choose?
Yeah.
It's nice when ladies let you choose. See, purity. Let's go with the tomatoes.
Okay.
Little tomatoes. I love those little cherry tomatoes. Give me. No, I don't want any. That's okay. Is she a good cook, Faye?
Yeah.
You better say that. Yeah.
刘飞说我做饭很好吃。
She's the best. Oh boy.
Don't you believe that?
Yes, I believe it. Yes. Faye's a very smart man, isn't he? Yes. It says here that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. So it was this idea of breaking of bread.
所以他们说，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接拨饼、祈祷。所以这里就讲到了拨饼。
They would come together and they would eat, but they would also take time to break bread in remembrance of Jesus Christ and His suffering for them on the cross of Calvary.
他们会聚集在一起，然后一起吃饭。他们也会拨饼，然后来纪念耶稣基督，他为他们的拯救以及他为他们受的苦。
A story goes about a businessman in a small town who had in a small town that historically been dry, or there was no alcohol at all in this town. He revealed his plans to open a tavern.
然后讲到一个商人，他来到一个小城，这个小城他非常的干，因为他没有任何的酒，所以他就想在那里开一家小酒店。
A group of Christians at a local church were concerned, and they planned an all-night meeting to pray and ask God to intervene.
然后呢，当地教会的一群基督徒，于是他们就开了一个通宵祷告会，请求神来干预这件事情。
As they began to pray and speak to God, lightning came down from heaven and struck this bar and burned it right to the ground.
然后当正在祷告的时候呢，闪电从天而降，就击中了那个酒馆，把它烧成了平地。
The owner of the bar brought a lawsuit against the church.
于是呢，酒馆的主人就把那个教会告上了法庭。
He claimed that the prayers of the church were responsible for this bar burning down.
他说那个酒馆之所以被烧毁，就是因为他们的祷告会。
Then the church got an attorney to represent them, saying that it was not the prayers of the church that caused this property to be destroyed.
然后呢，教会就雇了一个律师，然后说那个酒馆被毁了，并不是因为他们的祷告的原因。
So a presiding judge looked at the initial case. He said this: No matter what the case comes out, one thing is very clear: the tavern owner believes in prayer, and the Christians do not believe in prayer.
然后那个法官看了那个粗粗的看了一下这个案子，就说他说不管这个结果是怎么样，有一件事情是很显然的，就是那个酒馆的主人他相信祷告，而那些基督徒他们不相信。
That's the next ingredient. The next ingredient is prayer. It says that they were committed to believing God.
接下来的那一个原料，这个原料就是祷告。他们委身于向神祷告。
Okay, what's next? Oh, no, we're not going to put any salad on there just yet. Okay, all right, that's good. Croutons.Those are from Texas Roadhouse, by the way. Okay. And we're going to add one more thing here. We love almonds here, don't we? Put a few little almonds on there. Almonds represent love. Everything has to be, you know, a little bit of love goes a long, long way. Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. Oh, yeah, that's nice. Okay.
然后大家都很喜欢杏仁吧，然后一点杏仁就可以让大家吃下很多东西。所以信人就是爱。
Watchman Nee, he says, our prayers are like a track from which God's power can come.
尼托生说，我们的祷告就像是轨道一样，然后神可以通过他把他的能量给我们。
He says, our prayers are like a mighty locomotive. It just can't be stopped.
我们的祷告就像是一个巨大的火车头一样，它不能够被停下来。
But this mighty locomotive cannot reach us without rails.
但是这个巨大的火车头不能够来到我们这里，如果不是借着铁轨的话。
Corrie Ten Boom expressed the life of being a vibrant Christian, and she asked this question.
Corrie Ten Boom 她描绘了一个非常有活力的基督徒的生活。
Is prayer in your life like a steering wheel or like a spare tire?
他问到，祷告在你的生活当中到底是方向盘呢，还是备胎呢？
Fourth century Bible expositor John Chrysostom defined prayer as a conversation with God.
第四世纪的解经家，约翰 Chrysostom 他说他把，祷告定义为与神交谈。
E.M. Bounds.A Methodist minister and devotional writer spoke of the reality of prayer in the 21st century.
E.M. Bounds, 他是一个卫理公会的一个传道，然后他是也是一个作家，他说到了我们二十一世纪的祷告。
Now I want you to think of how correct he really is when he says this.
我想大家都看，他说的是多么的正确。
We as a church are constantly on a stretch.If not a strain to devise new methods, new plans, new organizations to advance the church and secure enlargement and the efficiency of the gospel.
我们作为一个教会，总是努力，然后再努力，然后不断的发展出一些新的方法、新的计划，然后来扩大我们的教会，来扩大福音，更有效的传福音。
See, the church today is looking for better methods, and God is looking for better men and women.
现在的教会呢正在想要找到更好的方法，而神呢他想要找到更好的男人和女人。
God wants us to be a people of prayer.
神希望我们成为祷告的人。
And then the last ingredient is the church's praise, a commitment to worshiping God.
接下来的一个成分呢就是赞美神，对于敬拜神的委身。
Now that will be the dressing.
这个就是色拉酱。
So you can either have raspberry walnut vinaigrette.
大家可以用核桃 walnut vinaigrette. Raspberry 是桑葚。一种梅。
This would be those who like the contemporary worship services.
这个就是现代的敬拜。
And for us regular people, we like the original ranch.
对我们这些普通的人来说呢，我们希望原味的 ranch.
So the dressings just spice everything up.
所以呢，那个色拉酱呢就调和了所有的东西。
Verse 47 says the praising God and enjoying the favor of all people.
Can you say that again?
Praising God and enjoying the favor of all people, the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
第四十七节说到赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
I thank the Lord for the wonderful praise and worship teams we have in our church.
我为了我们教会有的这么好的敬拜团队们感谢神。
God truly is worthy of all of our praise.
神真的是配得我们所有的赞美。
Now, who added to the church? Who added to the church? Who was it?
是谁增加了教会呢
？Who was it？
是谁呢
？God is the one that added to the church.
是神增大了教会。
God is actually the evangelist in our church.
是神才是我们教会里面的福音家。
Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3, 6 and 7, I planted the seed, Apollos watered, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God.Who makes things grow?
保罗在哥林多前书三章六到七节写道：“我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫它生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫它生长的神。”
Several years ago, in the movie Hoosiers, Gene Hackman played the part of Norman Dale.
在几年前呢，在那个一个叫 Hoosier 的一个电影当中 ，Gene Hackman 他饰演了 Norman Dale 这个角色。
He was a coach with a tainted past who was hired as a coach in a rural high school basketball team in Hickory, Indiana.
他是一个有污点的一个教练，然后他被印第安纳 Hickory 市的一个乡村高中的篮球队雇佣做教练。
Coach Dale leads the team all the way to the state finals.
Dale 教练带领全队一直打到了州的决赛。
On the way to the semifinals, his team arrives at Butler Fieldhouse.
在半决赛的时候呢，他们的球队就到了 Butler Field, 竞技场。
This was a huge inner-city arena that they were going to play there in about 2 hours.
他们过两个小时就要在这个很巨大的一个城市里面的球场里面比赛了。
The players enter the arena and their jaws drop and they just can't believe what they're seeing.
这些运动员来到这个球场的时候，他们下巴都要掉下来了，他们不相信自己看到的是什么。
They're looking at the seats, they're looking at the standalone goals, the suspended scoreboard and the lights, and they're all struck and they're intimidated.
他们看到那么多的座位，然后看到了球板，也看到了悬空的积分牌，还有那些灯光，他们就感到很害怕，被吓到了。
So coach,Dale gets a measuring tape and he says, I want you to measure from the foul line to the goal.
于是 Dale 他就拿出了一个卷尺，然后说，我想你可以量一下这个罚球线一直到门，再到球框的距离。
He says, how long is that?
他说，有多远呢？
15 feet.
15尺。
And then he says, well, how about the basket?To the floor, so he has one of the smaller players get on the back of a larger player, and he takes the measure and he goes right from the where the rim is down to the floor, and he says, how high is that?
然后呢，他想量那个篮筐到地的那个高度，于是他就要一个小的运动员站到了一个高一点的运动员身上，然后拿着卷尺去量，他就问那个有多高呢
？And he says 10 feet.
他说十尺。
He says, I think you'll find those are the exact measurements of our gym in Hickory, Indiana.
他说你们可以发现这些那个尺度跟我们在 Hickory 的体育馆的尺度是完全一样的。
The kids kind of nervously laugh and everybody seems to relax and they begin to exit the gym.
然后这些小孩呢他们就有点紧张的笑笑每个人都开始放松下来他们就离开了球馆。
And as they exit, Coach Dale speaks to one of his assistants. He says, it is big, isn't it?
然后当他们离开的时候呢 ,Dale 教练对他一个助手说真的很大不是吗？
You know, the challenges that we face as a church in the 21st century are big, big challenges.
我们在21世纪教会所面临的挑战也是非常非常大的。
And it's important to remember that whether, when the church is measured by the word of God, whether it's in a large mega church or an average-sized church in a small community, the ministry and the purpose of God's church has not changed.
重要的是我们当被用神的话来衡量的时候，无论是一个在大城市的大教会，或者是在一个小社区的一个普通教会，我们的目的，教会的目的是不会改变的。
And for a church to be blessed by God, certain principles must be followed.
如果要一个教会能够被神祝福的话，必须要遵循一些原则。
And these principles were established and embodied by the first church.
第一个教会他们就建立了，而且活出了这些原则。
See, the book of Acts was written by Luke. It's kind of a history book of the first church.
使徒行传是路加所写的，它是一本教会的历史书。
By the time we get to our text today, Jesus Christ had been crucified and resurrected.
我们刚刚所看到那些经文之前呢，耶稣基督他已经被钉死，并且已经复活了。
He had appeared to his disciples in the upper room.
他在楼上的房间向他的门徒们显现。
120 people began the nucleus of the first church.
第一代教会的核心呢是120个人。
On the day of Pentecost, Peter preaches and 3,000 people come to know Christ.
在五旬节的那一天，彼得讲道，3,000人归主。
From the moment this first church came into existence, it modeled the characteristics of a church that God would bless.
在这个教会刚刚成立的时候呢，他就树立一个模范，是神要祝福的教会的这样一个典范。
Let me ask you a question this morning. Do you want to be a part of a church that God can bless?
让我来问大家一个问题，你希望成为一个神所祝福的教会的成员吗？
Yes, okay. I was worried. I want us as a people, as a church, to exhibit the characteristics of a church that God can bless. Let's be that church that God can reach down and touch our lives and bless our church where we can see miracles and exciting things going on for the cause of Christ.
我真的希望大家可以活出这样的特质让神来祝福我们的教会。我真的希望神可以祝福我们的教会通过我们的教会来改变我们也接触到周遭的人。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Thank you, Lord, so much for this blessed church that you've given to us.
感谢神，真的很感谢神，让我们有这样一个受神祝福的教会。
Help us, God, to do our part to be the right ingredient in this church.
让我们成为天父，让我们成为合一的组分，在这个教会里。
And we ask you, Lord, today, Lord, for someone who needs this gospel, this conversion that we're talking about, that they would put their faith and their trust in you.
天父，若有今天有人他们需要这样的拯救，这样的悔改的话，请您让他们做到。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, George.
我们谢谢Smith 牧师今天的证道弟兄姐妹跟朋友们大家总结